Holy shit, another episode of the Chronicles of Stupidity podcast. Fuck my dick hole, dude.
Get your head off of my knee. What a great way to start this shit. I love it.
I know, right? I'm really good with intros. It's me. The guy, Casey.
The guy. And me, your co-host, Sebastian Portella. We have guest number two.
Returning guest.
Returning guest, yeah. My favorite one.
Guest number two?
Yeah. Because you're the second guest.
You were guest number one and you're guest number two.
You're the second guest. Because I second guessed every time you came. No, that was stupid.
Oh my god.
All right. Anyway, we got Lee on the podcast.
Again.
Returning guest. Who went to Target's customer service and returned him. Right? No. All right.
We're getting off to a good start.
Great.
Some shitty ass jokes. Why does the wall look brown? All right.
Because it's wood?
True. Now I'm stuck in a position.
Dude, honestly.
A sexual one. And I feel uncomfortable.
You regard your hand being behind your back?
As sexual?
Yeah.
Yes.
Dude, you're going to get fucked over if a cop arrests you.
I know.
I mean,
he's not going to be able to put me against the car because I'm going to
have a phone. Well, he'll be able to.
There goes my dick!
Yeah, he'll be able to. It's just gonna hurt really bad.
Just a little bit.
Yeah, don't do that. It turns me on.
Sir, just
don't
put right your here. Hands behind your back. You don't know what you're asking.
Don't do this. Don't do this.
Please.
Just in case, since none of you could see that, Lee basically took my arm and put it behind my back.
Then what happened?
I don't know. It's all subjective reality from there.
I concur.
Cool.
Wow. Big words.
Yeah.
For half a black man.
It's been a while since you guys have done an episode. What's up with that, huh?
Casey was in at Pine Rest doing a bit for him.
Chronic Stupidity?
Yeah, that's what it was.
That's officially the worst joke that we've ever used on this podcast.
And you guys were talking about this joke while at Golden Corral.
Yeah, I said it, but Sebby's the one that came up with it, so blame him.
So I had to pull my ball sack to the left side.
That's good. Because it was hanging to the right. Nobody could see it, though.
So no one could see it. This is all audio. You didn't have to say that.
Yeah. I was more apologizing to you.
You touched my butt with your toes now for... That's the fourth time right there. Please stop.
Sorry.
Please stop. You've hurt.
Number five. Going for six like Mike.
Alright. You could just tell them that you went six times instead of actually doing six times.
That's true.
Yeah.
Technically, we could tell them whatever we want.
I don't like to lie.
I'm riding on top of the unicorn's head.
You
right
just
now.
Lied.
Which means.
Because I said that I don't like to lie even though I do.
Alright, so, anyways, what's been going on, guys? You said you've been in Pine Rest.
Yeah.
What have you been doing, Sebby?
Things. Everyone and the easy ones twice.
It's good to know that after all this time, you guys still got your shit together. I'm real happy that I'm the one carrying on the flow right here, even though I'm not a host. Well, I was at one point, but I'm not anymore.
You weren't a host on an actual podcast.
My whole purpose of having a guest on here is somebody that can talk in the times that I can't talk because my brain's loading.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's the case. How come I'm the only one that's naked? How come you guys are wearing clothes?
I feel like we should be questioning why you don't have clothes on.
That's true.
Fuck it.
All right, Sebby, stop. No, Sebby, that's too much man meat. All right.
Not enough.
You guys even see my roast beef tonight. I'm in my underwear.
There we go. We're fixed.
My tiny penis.
Not literally fixed.
My tiny penis.
We can still have children, so girls don't.
My tiny penis is.
I don't think any girls are.
My tiny penis. Let me get the joke out. My tiny penis is.
So, and that was the thing too. Is
right.
When you know you're right.
Yep.
Fuck you, goes. Both. I mean, as it goes.
All right. What about your fucking penis?
My tiny penis. Thank you very much. Is being held back by one piece of clothing. Let's let Casey rearrange his whole life setup.
Yeah, I had to clean a few things in my room here.
That's me slapping my breasts. Yeah.
That's crazy, man. You guys, it seems like you guys have been up to a lot of stuff.
A lot.
Been really busy.
Yeah.
just, I feel like, Casey, you should really take the audience through what happened in Pine Rest. How did you get there in the first place?
How did you get out? How did I get out?
Well, take us through everything beforehand.
Same way gay people get out of the closet, they just walk out.
Okay.
I don't know how those two things correlate at all, but not really. So, I got in there due to a snitch-ass bitch saying, this guy's fucking stupid. And apparently that's all you gotta say. And then they bring you to Pine Rest, and they say, yep, he's stupid. And
you know, in hindsight,
stay there for 2 days and in prove to him that I'm not stupid.
In hindsight, this bit is not good.
Yeah, not at all.
Yeah, no, we've just been busy. Casey's been working a lot. I've been working a lot. We're just happy to get back to this.
Which is part of the reason why we're really retarded, because we're, like, super tired. Because all we do is work. But he literally had to burp, and he grabs the first thing that he sees to cover him, to cover the sound, and it's a blanket.
It just sounded so weird.
Fucking weird. I can't get over that line that you made in your chest. Tell us about that.
Okay, so I got really, really, really high, and I was like, wouldn't it be great if I shaved a line? Because my showers are not efficient at all. At all. You know?
Too much ground to cover?
It's too much ground to cover. That was easy. That was good.
That was a dick move.
No, that was good. You know, it hurt me, but, you know, it's funny. And so I shaved a line down the middle of my chest all the way, you know, down to the mound, to the base of my penis, which I did cut my penis.
So many fucking details.
No. I cut the base of my penis a little bit.
A little bit?
Yeah, I have a picture of it on my phone.
I'm good.
Anyway.
I was going to say that line right there, that's not the only mesmerizing thing about your chest right now.
What is it? Is it the stretch marks?
I said your chest.
Oh.
Anyway.
What is it? My breasts? My nipples?
Yeah. They look like
pepperones.
Pepperoni, but
that's some like dark ass pepperoni.
Very overcooked.
That's expired pepperoni.
I got some expired pepperoni nipples. Turkey pepperoni, because I'm eating pork.
He's Jewish.
Anyway. Hence why I'm uncircumcised.
That too.
That's why I have a turtleneck.
That's the one thing about you, man, is it's always the fucking me and you were just saying last night. If there's a trivia night all about fucking Sebastian, we would ace that.
Yeah, you only need to hang out with him for about 10 minutes, and you know.
You know about
him. I'm an open book. Him. I don't give a shit.
No, that's a good thing. We're not saying it's
I can get it if you're an open book. As far as like when someone asks you, you're like, yeah, I'm fine. But it's like
right off the rip. Tell. Right off the rip, first 10 minutes of knowing me, you'll know me. You'll know that I'm uncircumcised. That I still have the turtleneck on my penis.
I'll also know why someone does something, why they made something, and how that affected their family.
Yeah.
And that.
What is this in reference to? I don't remember this conversation.
Please ban circumcision, by the way. Get on board with that. Ban circumcision. It is terrible. I wish I had the tip of my penis back.
No, you don't have the tip of your penis? You're missing your head?
I'm not, but I'm missing its clothes.
It's true.
My tip is naked. At all times. I don't like that. Anyway, the line. Excuse me. You get down to the mound, you get back
up to the chest.
You literally shaved a line, which I can see right now.
Yeah, it's a highway, I call it. Right, because I just squirt the body wash right at the top.
And isn't it a freeway, though, because you're American? That's fucking stupid.
Yeah.
I'm going to go sit in the timeout corner while you guys finish that story.
Okay. and then now I just kind of just, you know, squirt the body wash at the top, and I let it run down all the way down, and then I just go side to side.
You have the body of like a wrestler, man. I could see you in the WWE.
That's dope.
I agree. I probably sound like I'm really far away right now.
My wrestling name? My wrestling name? I don't know what it would be. I was thinking that when I got up and sat up that I would have it.
The Big Ortiz.
Big OTs? Like or big old titties? Damn it, why'd I have to say that while I was in the corner?
That's fucked up, man.
I get to come back now.
I said the big Ortiz.
Yeah, but that's not my last name.
Ortiz, yeah.
That doesn't matter.
How about the big old
Pete? I doubt the fucking...
You can come up with a different
name. Yeah, I mean, The Rock? Shit.
That's his middle name.
No, it's not.
Dwayne The Rock Johnson?
I mean, that's not his middle name, though. It's his wrestling name.
All right, sure.
It's not...
I'm pretty
you
sure.
You think the Big Show, that's his fucking real name?
Yeah, yes. Dude.
What the fuck? God, I don't want to do this anymore. His initials I don't want to do this anymore.
TBS.
TBS, the Big Show.
My wrestling name would be the Big P. Big old P.
So you're saying you have a big penis?
No. It's false advertisement because I have a small one.
Oh.
No, but also P, my last name, Portella.
That makes sense.
That makes more sense.
That makes sense.
The Big P.
The Big P. If your name was...
I don't know why
you didn't put everybody's
last name on the podcast.
Oh, somebody.
Now you can look him up and figure out where he lives. Just in case you want
to... Your name is not tiny.
Have sex with him.
And the thing about being a wrestler, too, is you already kind of have like half the gear. You just need some boots.
Right? You need half the gear.
You are literally wearing boxes right now.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
So you're good.
All I need is a cup. And then some boots. Yeah, right? I could wrestle.
Preferably an athletic cup would be a good thing to have on.
I just...
You just think I'm just going to grab a...
a solo cup? A red solo cup?
I am autistic.
Same. That's why I do what I do. Okay. Yeah. We need to redirect this conversation.
Yeah.
So yeah. We got Lee back on here again.
You touched my knee again, man.
My bad.
What's with people in touching you? Like, you don't like people touching you? Is that not your love language?
I feel like if someone's touching me and I don't acknowledge it, it just makes me feel a little weird, man. So I like to acknowledge it. Are you touching me again?
No.
All right.
But I'm glad that you acknowledged it just in case I was. That's a good idea.
Yeah.
It's also good to acknowledge it just in case that they're
actually making a move. I'm weird about people touching me in a sense, like, if it's somebody that I know really well, I don't mind at all. But if it's, like, people, you know, you ever get those people that you don't know and they try to, like, touch on you or whatever, or not necessarily touch on you, but, like, they get way too comfortable with you way too quick?
Yeah.
And you're like, dude, I don't even know you. Like, don't fucking touch me. You know, so. But it, so, yeah. That's where I'm weird like that. Like, when I first met this one guy when I was high school age or whatever, and he, like, right away started grabbing for my dick, I'm like, dude, we haven't even been talking for 5 minutes. Like, don't do that. So.
Yeah, I don't like when people touch me either. It's
even people you know or just...
No. When people I know I'm okay with, they're like... I don't like when people touch me within reason. Like, if they, like, go for my hand, like, oh, dude, or, you know, give me a slap on the knee or... You know,
right.
That's fine, but, like, yeah. When people, like, start hugging on me and shit like that, I'm just like, I'm good with this. Thanks, bro. I don't even know you.
Yeah.
Or even sometimes it's the context. Like, if someone's drunk and I know them and they're just, like, hugging on me or just touching me, I don't want that unless they're a woman.
Oh.
So you're homophobic.
So I have a feeling. I'm pretty sure I know who you're talking about.
You know exactly what I'm talking about.
Yeah. That's okay, though.
Yeah, but that guy's different. That guy's completely different.
Fuck,
you
I
know,
just...
We all know the situation.
My typical thing that I do is I just... kiss him and get it over with. It's pretty
what
easy.
What the fuck? Anyways. Yeah, man. So we got to that whole little thing.
That was crazy.
Right? Thrill of our fucking lives.
Yeah.
Golly, man. So.
Golly.
Once again, we... Apparently, this is going to be our new thing, that whenever we record a podcast, we make it as hot as fucking possible. And it is... pretty fucking hot right now, which is the main reason why most of us aren't wearing clothes.
You too. Well, you're wearing shorts right now.
I am wearing shorts. That's more than what he's wearing.
He's completely nude.
No,
you're completely nude.
I wish.
Man, you know what's crazy?
Stop.
Is if you look at that little circle right there, and you look at his nipple, what's the difference?
I don't see one.
I don't know.
Shut up.
We're gonna take two pictures of that and we're gonna put it on Instagram and you guys can decide whether you
look at the best
I have to shave
maybe that one or that one.
I have hair on my
it's between
nipples.
Those two.
Who cares?
It's between those two, right?
Yeah, oh, because then you could say, oh, one. Which one's the a nipple, one? Which one's wood.
True. Oh yeah, right. Yeah. See if they can tell the difference. Mm. They probably won't.
I'd have to flatten it pretty well.
Yeah, that's true. Just beat the shit out of it for a few minutes and then.
No, because then it's gonna get hard.
Hmm.
True.
I just have to, like, you know, flatten the tip.
Hey, this is great podcast material when we're talking about things that you guys can't see.
Yeah.
I bet you guys are so excited about that. Man, I have a pile of dirty socks right in front of my face.
This
and
is I have absolutely riveting sock right,
right
now.
In front of my face.
Yeah, I do. I've had my foot in your face since we started this damn thing.
Mm.
How's that make you feel?
Pretty weird because I don't like feet stuff.
Yeah, I mean,
at all. That's not one of my things.
I don't know how people could like that. To be completely honest with you,
what is sexual about feet? There's nothing sexual.
I was just having a conversation with a girl about this. And
really?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm interested to hear. Are you cheating on me? What the fuck?
Wait, he's with you?
Oh,
you're
wait,
cheating on
pause,
me?
Pause, hold up.
Wait, you're with him?
This just got
you're out, cheating man. On me? I was cheating on you with Casey, and Casey was cheating on me with you.
And I was cheating.
It's good to know this is what you guys do on this podcast.
Yeah.
Anyway,
but yeah, I'm interested to hear.
So this is what I've been told, is that essentially with anything, it's always about... Well, me and you have had this conversation where it's like, we don't understand why someone would go out of their way to, like, just ball up and ask your average everyday girl, like, hey, can I get feet pictures? Which weirdo guys do that?
Right.
Guys that are probably, like, in their 40s or maybe late 30s and are just,
excuse me,
I don't know, they're either divorced or they hate their fucking lives,
mm-hmm.
hate their wife, whatever's going on.
Yep.
And they do that. It's, of course, usually younger women and shit, but... But with that said, me and you don't get that. You could just go online and see some professional shit.
Right, exactly. Even if you are into feet. But like, even that, it's like, why feet, though?
Why feet? And yeah, and from what like, I got,
it's
it was
the,
just...
one of the least sexiest parts.
It is the least sexiest part on a human. Other than the mouth.
Yeah.
Because I don't want to hear your yapping.
Granted, no. A lot of people would say...
No, I'm just kidding.
I mean,
the asshole
humans...
is one of the least sexiest parts on a human, and yet we still stick our tongue to nose, so...
No, yeah. Don't say we. Don't say,
I do.
Don't
say,
if you're clean and I'm a little drunk or high, I will...
If you're clean, if you're dirty...
If you got a little shit stain.
No matter, I'll save it.
You, you ever see that meme where it's like...
Fuck you. You just ruined it.
She posted a meme. She was like, when a dude... After a dude takes a shower and he sucks his dick, he's like, this doesn't have any flavor on it. What the fuck?
Yeah, that shit, that was so gross.
Might as well wear a rubber suit.
Yep. Yeah.
All day. Just stand outside and be like, hey, baby, suck my dick.
That girl the other day that just told me straight up that she loves sucking dick. Like... I don't know, is that normal for...
And you did not do anything with her?
I mean, I wasn't down for that. But if they...
Listen, Casey just isn't desperate, man.
Yeah.
I feel you.
And I don't like it when girls suck my dick.
You like it when I do.
Yeah, it's a lot better when guys do it. Just fucking kidding, I'm not gay.
I don't know, you guys been doing this back and forth, which is, there's nothing wrong with that, I just... You guys got something to say.
I mean, it's still June and it's 420 right now, so...
Oh, damn.
It is actually 420. I wasn't lying about
May
that.
May the Lord bless everyone on 420.
Exactly.
I don't smoke.
No, but the real reason was just
that
like... It was just a really random... She's just out of nowhere, basically. Like, yeah, they were talking about dick or whatever. And was like, I love it. I'm like, okay. I mean, I guess I talk pretty openly about some stuff. But like, it's more as a joke.
Right.
It's not really like, I don't really necessarily go straight.
Who was this person?
It was somebody at my work.
Huh.
Yeah, you don't know him.
Him?
Them. If you want me to get her your info?
Is she cute?
I'm not going to say. What if she listens?
I mean, I feel like she knows that it's her now.
What if she listens? But what if she listens? I don't want her to know whether I think she is or whether I think she isn't.
What?
I want her to figure that out for herself.
Wait, what?
I'm not going
to
tell
her. You want
her
to have her own confidence. You want her to be her own woman.
Be a confident person.
Yeah.
And there's nothing wrong with loving sucking dick if that's your thing.
Yeah.
Relatable. Just fucking kidding again. I need to stop. I need to stop. There's gonna be rumors. That's a gay club. Oh, fuck.
Right before a buddy of ours left to go to the Marines and shit, I went with him to, I forget where the, I think we went to Kalamazoo,
mm-hmm.
go to some nightclub.
All right.
Yeah.
Yeah, Kalamazoo's a good place for that, but this is not a Michigan podcast. I don't know why I'm saying that. Hey, just in case you're in Michigan.
Yeah.
Anyway.
And so, it took us maybe like an hour and some change to get there, man. and fucking, I'm walking right next to the window. The other guys that we were with just taking forever. And I'm walking and I'm with our friend Tim. He was the one that told us about this nightclub. And I was expecting just to have a good time. Fuck, it's DNL's last night.
Right.
And so walk and I kind of see some ass shaking around. It's oiled up. And I'm like, oh shit. And I keep on walking. And then I pan back over. I'm like, that ass looks pretty strong. Oh shit, that's a man's ass. And then I look at it, I was like, oh, that's three men on a stage shaking their oily asses.
What the
fuck? Was one of them Ricardo?
If that was the case, it would have been okay.
But, yeah, man.
But,
Huh? But,
was it?
Again, I just used was but. Now I'm not going to get over that. Huh? Was no, that wasn't supposed to happen at all. It was supposed to just be a nightclub and just fucking go have a good time with our friend, get some girls. And that's not how that night went.
You got some guys.
Hey.
It's not how that night went either. But, you know, did not complete that mission for our friend in the Marines. And now he's going to go die.
That's unfortunate.
Yeah, holy it is.
Shit. Gino's in the Marines?
Pretty dark.
Yeah. Good guy.
Great guy.
He will be missed.
No. That's so fucking terrible. Yeah, man.
He's not gonna die. Shout out.
Yeah, for sure. And there's no shame in being open about stuff. Like, there's a lot of people that are scared to talk about shit. Like, why? I don't get. There's this whole people don't want to admit that they're like, wow, I just choked. Surprise. Common problem. They don't want to admit. Nice picture.
Wow.
They don't want to admit that they're like everybody else. Like, there's basic stuff that all of us, like, kind of think about and all of us, like, do, but we don't want to say it or, like, right. We don't want to admit it. And I think that's dumb. It's like, who cares? You be whoever you want to be, however you want to be it.
Right.
That was kind of a weird, deep moment on this podcast that's supposed to be funny, but...
You got to be you.
Yeah.
And if you're not you, then who are you?
Exactly.
You know?
You're still you, but you just don't admit it. Man, so, yeah.
I still got a food hangover right now, man.
Really?
Golly.
Yeah, shout out Golden Corral, man. I know they don't sponsor us or anything because that would be dumb. But dude,
bread puddings?
Fuck, they're
some good shit.
It wasn't that good.
Don't put ketchup on it, though. I liked it a lot. It's fucking disgusting.
What?
If you put ketchup
on it? Oh, yeah.
Fuck you!
This guy is Sebastian.
Oh, my God!
He thinks it's okay to put ketchup on bread pudding.
That's not how that happened, okay? That's not how this conversation
happened. He told
me,
it's like, yo, have you ever put ketchup on bread pudding? I said, no, that's fucking disgusting. And then he got all defensive, like, I was joking. Okay, sure.
That's not how it happened.
We watched him eat it normally until, like... Fuck, and then he realized, he was like, oh shit, and then he wants to just act like it didn't fucking happen.
Right, exactly.
We saw you.
Stop.
This isn't true.
This is true. This is all true.
Oh.
100% true. You can't even take your friends out in public anymore because it's embarrassing.
That hurt.
I apologize to the waitress. I said, I am so sorry that you just had to witness this shit.
And then we got up and we walked. And we just made Sebi go the other way while we walked away from him quietly.
Yeah, we're like, please, God, stay away from us.
I feel like this is making us sound like we're the bad guys.
Yeah, it is a little bit.
This hurts me right here.
And then I told the waitress I'd eat her ass if she wanted me to, and she slapped me in the face, and we got kicked out. So
shout out to Golden Corral.
Yeah, shout out to Golden Corral. Whoever the fuck that waitress was, though, fuck her.
Her name was Sylvia.
Really?
Yeah. Because it reminded me of this girl that I was talking to.
Okay, now I'm just kidding. I don't want her to actually get fired.
You gave her a $5 tip.
I did. Because I was hoping she would say yes. And she didn't. I wanted to take that $5 back. You were hoping she would change
your mind. Like, here's $5. Now. Can I eat your ass?
Can I eat your ass? No. Fuck. For some reason, that's never been that good of an opener for me.
Yeah.
You would think, like, I'm just trying to be straightforward right to the point.
Next time, you're just going to have to point for it.
Nice little plug to you guys' podcast.
A little plug for Point Forward Basketball Podcast. Check it out.
if you like basketball. If you don't and you like balls on your face instead, then stick with this podcast.
Either or.
Yeah. Or you can do both, I guess, if that's your thing.
Yeah. So I just want to get a general sense. How are we doing?
Oh, yeah, you guys should go through that.
Oh, my God. How do you go through that, though? Like, you got to be in the moment, but...
How are we going to do this?
So we were talking about Deal or No Deal and Howie Mandel, and we just thought...
We're talking about him being a germaphobe, and we were... And one of us was asking a dumbass question, like, how would we know that or whatever, like... And
oh,
then,
yeah.
And then they were like, go call him and find out. So then I took my phone out and I'm like, hey, Howie, how we doing? And fucking, we're so stupid. We all just fucking laughed.
Yeah, and I'm pretty sure we ruined the meal of the people right across from us.
Oh, yeah, they left right away.
Yeah, but they didn't talk the whole time. So
they didn't, but
maybe it was already bad.
They're getting divorced. So.
But
how do you know that?
I heard them.
Are you serious?
No.
Oh, fuck you.
I know, I'm sorry.
You've done that to me twice now, fuck.
No, but like, and then I, you know, was inspired by a higher power, Prince.
Probably, yeah.
What I just fucking did.
Serious?
No.
This fucking idiot. You were inspired by higher power, a higher power?
A Howie power.
A Howie power? What?
And I found. Fuck you guys! Fuck you guys! Every time we hang out, all you do is make fun of me. And I want this on the record.
Oh, here we go.
Fuck you both.
Here we go.
Anyway, I found Howie's.
You fucking farted.
Who farted?
This guy.
No, I didn't.
Yeah, you did.
Serious?
Yeah.
How do you feel that?
You were laughing. I guess you just squeezed the fire.
No, that was when you went back in that chair. That chair makes that sound.
Oh, yeah, of course. Oh.
Yeah, fucking idiot.
Oh, shit.
Anyway. Wait a minute.
It's not that funny!
It's pretty funny. We're done with it.
Anyway, so...
That's the other one that he did.
Fucking that going around. You alright, Sebi?
Yeah.
You remember your story still or no?
Yeah.
Okay, go
ahead. So then I find Howie's... His agent's phone number. And I called it. And I left a voicemail. I was like, hey... How we doing?
So Howie's agent's probably gonna end up killing himself later. He's like, herself. I thought this joke was dead in 2008.
Herself.
Still alive. 2008 was Deal or Deal, No Deal even around back then?
Yeah.
Probably.
I mean, I feel like that's probably around when it's hype.
Yeah, that was a long time ago, but Deal or No Deal is pretty old.
Game shows haven't been that big in some years now.
No. I don't know how they would be. Like, there's way more... access to much more fun things to do and watch than that.
I feel like people watch that because they themselves want to see if they were right.
But that's true.
Now there's just apps where you could play Deal or No Deal or
right. You can play those games and figure out. Yeah, basically.
Or you can literally buy games and play it on.
No, I think there is always the fantasy too of somebody thinking that like. Can win
right if they got that question
randomly
right,
yeah. Right like right. Or yeah that sort of thing
that goes all
entertaining
around
to watch it but
that goes all around for just cable in general now is that a lot of people don't watch anymore or even bother to get like DirecTV or
I mean
anything
it's the
like
same
that.
Reason people watch porn they have a fantasy that maybe someday they can actually have sex
where like, you were going like and where I was going was two different places
yeah probably
you're just a hard left guy
yeah
hard left Casey.
That's just funny because my dick's usually leaning to the left.
Are you serious?
Same.
Yeah, I don't want to know that.
How's it hanging? Slightly to the left.
Slightly to the left.
How are we hanging?
You didn't want to know that even though you asked.
Exactly.
Right.
My favorite joke out of all of those is when it's like, hey, Howie, how are we doing? And then it's like, hang up, call back now. Hey, no, actually, like, I want to know
how are you doing.
How are you doing? Poor guy.
One more on the road while he's on his deathbed, like we were saying earlier.
That's got to be so sad. Like, your name is a joke about how you're doing. Like, no, nobody actually legit probably ever asked you
how you're doing. Hey, Howie. How we doing? And
he's like, oh, my God, again? With this bullshit? All right, folks. Now is that time. I have questions.
Oh, we finally got questions in?
Hell yes,
I have. We waited long enough, and we finally got some questions in.
There's a voice crack right there
while you're
saying
it. Yeah, he did. Okay.
Now it's time to answer your questions.
So I did this at 30 minutes because I figured this might take a little bit. The first one, if you were a sheep, would you fuck a sheep? Pretty fucking dumbass question, because if I'm a sheep, what the fuck else am I going to fuck?
That got way bigger of a pop out of me than a sheep.
Wait. Remember, sheep.
There's water on your chin.
Leave me alone. I
appreciate you just say sheep, not sheeps.
Yeah,
no, it's deeper in there.
It's not my face. That's one of my three necks.
I think he's going to be okay.
I said your chin. Right? Isn't this under your chinny chin chin?
All right.
Anyway,
chinny chin chin. Aren't sheep women and rams men?
Really? Right? Is that a thing?
I don't know. Because I think, aren't cows girls and bulls men?
Oh, you're right. So do they have a different name for male sheep? I don't think so.
I don't know. Anyway, but let's say that's the case. If you're fucking on a sheep, you're a lesbian.
So would you be a lesbian if you were a sheep? I like that question better. So I don't know if that's what that means, but I like that question better.
Man, you guys are like having a real constructive conversation about this.
If you were a sheep, would you be lesbian? Because you're not attracted to male sheep. Or,
let's say, would you fuck a ram? Meaning, would you peg a ram? So would you get a sheep strap on and fuck a ram?
I think he wants to go to the next question. All right.
Would you rather get fucked by Caitlyn Jenner? That's not how you spell it. Or is it? Or jack off to a live Alex Jones show?
Considering
it's June, this is a perfect question.
Yeah, this is a perfect question for June. So, would you rather get fucked by Caitlyn Jenner? So I'm assuming. Never mind. I'm not going to say
that. Does she still have the parts?
Right. I don't think so.
So she's pegging you then?
Yeah. Or jack off to a live Alex Jones show. I'm assuming that means you're there. And like you're jacking off.
Right.
There. So that's kind of public. But
low key for the story, I would jack off at a.
I'm gonna have to go with the same thing. I don't want to get pegged by Caitlyn Jenner. I don't want to get pegged. No offense to Caitlyn Jenner, but she kind of freaks me out.
I don't want to get pegged.
That's
period.
Offensive.
It's just for me. She kind of creeps me out. What? We're all naked. Don't come up here.
Yeah.
Okay, please stop your orgy for like 5 seconds.
Hold up. Yeah. Okay. We're recording.
I'm not.
We're being interrupted.
Can you cut?
I can't
cut. What do you need, Julie?
I just need Casey.
You need me?
Mm-hmm.
You guys talk about getting fucked by Caitlyn Jenner for a minute.
Or Lee, because Casey's gross.
Or Lee?
Yeah. I like him better.
All right, Lee. Wow. All right, I'm glad you all got to witness me getting dissed.
I'm just kidding. I like better than Lee.
That's good.
Well, you guys have
what if he listens to this?
Who is this man?
We're recording a podcast. This is Sebastian. He stars in a few gay porn.
I also direct some.
I'm a big fan, so.
Yeah, you're probably in them.
Am I in them?
The ones that I direct, yeah, he's in. He's one of my favorite.
Just in the background, though. Just in the background. I don't have a big enough dick to be in the videos.
I think he's always too much information.
That worked out.
I just need one of you.
All right. Just run down there, Lee, and then I'm sorry that we got a slight interruption.
Yeah, I'm the only one that's dressed.
Yeah, we'll send the guy. This one is, what was your first gay experience? And mine was being born, because my dad was there and he saw my dick. That was pretty gay. So
I think mine was seeing my dad's dick,
which was when you were 20. What?
No.
You're not even 20 yet. What the fuck?
No, that's a joke. I've never had a gay experience.
Never?
No.
Like, nothing that was even kind of gay?
Excuse me?
Wait. That's not true.
What?
That's not true.
What is?
You had one that was kind of gay.
Explain?
Aren't you the one that went when you first jacked off? Like there was another guy there?
Oh, yeah!
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, the first time. My buddy was saying, oh, this is what you do. Yeah, yeah, the first time I ever jerked off, there was another dude in the room. Yeah, that's true.
That counts as a gay experience. I had a guy.
I guess.
I had a guy. He was staying over the night at my house, and like, he tried to stick a fly swatter up my ass. I guess that's kind of gay.
Whoa, for real?
Yeah. I mean, I think he was doing it to be funny, but it wasn't funny. It just led to me yelling at him, being like, get out of my swamp. And yeah, that's sacred area, please. I don't know. Sometimes I feel like I need to tone it down on the jokes because I feel like some people take it a little too seriously.
Yeah.
And that's scary. So that interruption actually ended up being kind of funny. So
yeah.
That works out. Very unprofessional, but kind of funny. Just in case, I should probably mention I live at somebody else's house because I'm poor. I can't afford my own house. And so, like, I pay them to live here or whatever. So one of them came up and was asking something. So that's why we got that interruption. Sorry about that. Next one.
Did you just throw up in your mouth?
Yeah, a little bit.
Why?
I don't know.
It just came up.
The next one. If you could have any girl you want for the night. This is a good question.
Oh.
If you could have any girl you want for the night. So it's anyone. I already know. But you had to watch your parents fuck for 12 hours first. Would you do it?
I want you to answer this first.
Do you want me to answer it first? Not for one night. For one night, it's not worth it, man. So I literally have to watch them for 12 hours and I have one girl for one night. That's fucking stupid.
Yeah.
That's not worth it. I mean, it is any girl you want. There's a lot of them that I know I'll never, you know, could never get with. But still.
Rihanna would be mine. She thick.
Rihanna?
No, maybe not Rihanna. No, I got it. Emily Ratajkowski.
Okay.
She is.
Mine would be either Mila Kunis or Aubrey Plaza.
Do you really want to be a homewrecker to Mila Kunis?
Yes.
Well, you're a piece of shit.
If I'm pretty sure Ashton would agree with the terms. I'd let him watch.
Dude, I don't know. My answer's going to be no. Fuck it.
Yeah, I can't do that either. It's not worth it. It's definitely not worth it. That's it for the questions I got. If you want to email in your questions, it's chroniclesofstupidity@gmail.com. That's pretty simple.
Yeah.
Pretty simple and right to the point. So definitely don't feel like you can't. Holy shit, it's hot. Definitely don't feel like you can't do it. Like, just whatever question that comes into your mind, it doesn't matter.
At least this time we're not taking, you know, 3-minute breaks.
That's true.
Mid-podcast.
3-minute breathing breaks. Hey, guys, listen to nothing for 3 minutes while we catch up on our breath. That's what happens when you get a lot of fat guys in a hot room.
Well, Lee's not fat.
Yeah, that's true. Lee's not fat at all.
We're just.
He's going to be mad when he hears this part. He's going to be like, how dare you say I'm not fat?
Yeah. We're just.
I am fat. We're just thick.
For someone who's not fat, he, like, is adamant that he is.
Yeah.
I don't understand why.
He's beautiful. That's why we have him on this podcast so much, because he is beautiful. Beautiful. Oh. Yeah. So that's my questions, and that's pretty much a wrap. I was going to wait for Lee to come back, but, damn, he's taking forever. Like, 2 minutes, but... still forever to me. But yeah, we covered some weird ass ground in this one. Hot as fuck again. I'm really tempted to call this one "It's Getting Hot in Here" part two.
Yeah,
but it's not part two because there was no.
Wait, what? There was fuck no just
continuation.
Happened to you?
I don't know.
You just threw up in your mouth again.
Yeah.
What's wrong with you?
I think I'm about to actually throw up for real.
You have acid reflux, probably.
To what?
Acid reflux.
Yeah, but to what? Like, why? Right now? Why right now?
Right now.
Right now.
No, I don't know.
Why would I be having that right now? Maybe it's something wrong with me. Maybe I have AIDS.
Don't make me laugh. I have a fart in the chamber.
You do?
Yeah.
Yeah, don't do it. It's too
hot. I got one ready to go.
It's too hot.
Real quick. Mm-hmm. What's your stance on disco?
On disco?
Disco music.
Disco music?
Because disco music is coming back.
I think disco music has a time and a place. And that time and place is in however many years it takes in hell. So, no, I don't know. I don't really care. I kind of like all types of music as long as it's good. I don't really care
right. What
style it is. So, but disco music making a comeback, that's kind of weird. But hell, if it's good, it's good. If it's not,
right. Fuck
it. I do think it does have a time and a place, though. Like, I wouldn't just be driving down the road listening to disco music.
Yeah.
But if I was at some sort of party and they were playing it, after I had taken a lot of acid, it'd probably be fine.
Yeah. What's the least amount of money you would need to have sex with a man?
The least?
Yeah.
Fuck. It's like infinite. I'd have to be 100% set for the rest of my life. Never have to work. Never anything. So I don't know how much money that would be, but...
Yeah, I was hoping it was like $5, because that's all I have.
That's all you got?
Yeah.
I thought you were getting surgery, though.
For what?
To be a woman. And then... And then I'll do it for free.
Fuck.
Oh my god,
No, but for me, it's $550,000.
$550,000?
Yep.
There you go, guys. If any of you are attracted, you know the price.
$550,000. Dude, you have lint in your belly button. Or is that a birthmark?
Nope, it's lint. What the fuck?
You dirty, raggedy man.
Ugh, that's gross. Luke 2.0. That'd be the nice part about having an Audi. That wouldn't happen.
I have an Innie.
Yeah. That's really weird to say.
I'll make sure this shit's clean.
Yeah, you gotta do that. Make sure your belly buttons are clean, people.
Always.
So that way when you take off your shirt, people don't notice.
Yeah. Facts. Make sure your ass is clean before you get it eaten.
Yep.
Don't be one of those...
I always do that, dude. Never have somebody eat a dirty ass of mine. Have people always done that for me? No.
No. Nope.
But I...
Have I gone through with it? Yes.
Hell yeah.
100%.
I'm on my way. I always say, if anything, I'll just savor the flavor. The tongue is a very interesting, strong part.
You know what?
It can take a lot.
You know what they say? I'm bound for Chocolate Town.
If you just picture it as chocolate, it really works, actually.
Yeah.
Like, as soon as you taste something, you're like... And you're just like, chocolate, 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 chocolate. It's almost like putting yourself in a trance by just saying chocolate so many times that your head, like, you just get out of it. But, yeah. Yeah, so, anyway... again, sorry about the long take for, how long it took us to upload another episode. We've been super busy. We literally haven't even gotten together in forever.
Yeah. And
let alone do anything productive. So,
you can expect another one next week, for sure.
Yep. Next week is 4th of July weekend, so... We got a lot of time that we're going to be sitting around doing nothing, so we're just going to bullshit talk on this and hope that maybe two or three people listen.
Yeah. And we'll make sure to be able to let you guys escape your family so you can...
Right, exactly.
Leave those for now, because who wants to spend time with their family?
Nobody. Nobody. Maybe people who have good ones.
Well, I have a good one.
Yeah, so do I.
But I'm always in my room because I'm a lonely man.
Yeah. I live by myself now, so... Yep.
So, yeah, we'll definitely try and stay on the ball with him more often, but we appreciate anybody that's listening to it. We hope you find it funny. We hope you enjoy it. And, again, send us your questions. We love the questions. So the Twitter handle, the Instagram we use all the time. Still, or not all the time, but we still will use the Instagram. That is Chronicles of Stupidity Podcast. Just at Chronicles of Stupidity Podcast for Instagram. You can find our shit there. The Twitter is the only thing that I did kind of change. We both instead now have individual Twitters that we use to post funny stuff. Mine is Random Thoughts for Fucking Thoughts, and it's at RTFFT69. That's how you find mine. And then yours is...
Mine is Pat Mahiney. It's where I post as an old person. And it's actually very hilarious.
It is funny. It's fucking hilarious.
Here's a subtle flex. I'm followed by JJ Whitehead, who writes for the Jim Jefferies Show. So, yeah. That is P... Sorry, at P...
I got it up right here. It's at PMAHEINIE. Just in case you didn't know how to spell Mahiney.
Yeah.
Because I didn't either.
I was thinking of doing another one named Mike Hawk.
Mike Hawk.
Or Hey Would You Blow Me?
Yeah.
Hey Would You Blow Me?
But yeah, you can find out. There's a lot of fucking random ass shit. But you'll like it if you like this kind of stuff. His is basically an old guy that kind of is like new
off to
social media, and he's really weird. Mine is just the random shit that I think of, so it's honestly incredibly weird. So yeah, check that stuff out if you enjoy this stuff, and of course keep up with our podcast, because we're gonna hopefully get more on the ball, coming out with stuff more often. Thank you very much to Lee for being on for the first half hour until we got interrupted, which hopefully that won't happen ever again.
Yeah.
Because that was bad, even though it was funny. And yeah, thank you very much for listening. Hope you guys have a terrible weekend.